Okay, good morning, Boker Tov. So we are continuing, we're on page Samach Dalet, which is the second shar here. We're after the three dots in Ravobiz Aleshur. And last time we addressed the idea that a person on occasion finds an inspiration, that aha moment. And we can take that aha moment and translate it into our personal growth, into our Avodas Hashem. And so last time we defined that growth not in quantitative measures, but in qualitative measures. So today, Rav Volbe takes a step back and says, well, okay, we're going to talk about qualitative growth. Well, where can we start? What's a place to focus if we're talking about qualitative growth? Qualitative growth in what area? So that's kind of the backdrop. To think about that, he cites a passage, which is here in the block print on your page, from Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital was one of the great Kabbalists. Many of us are familiar with the Arizal, with the Ari HaKadosh. You go to Tzfat, you see the kever of the Ari and the mikvah of the Ari. Well, in that, there were many great Kabbalists, and one of the great Kabbalists of that period, his name was Rav Chaim Vital. So he lived in Tzfat, and he wrote a work called the Shari Kedusha. I have no idea what it's about. I couldn't understand one word of the Shari Kedusha. So we're going to read what it says, and we'll try to understand it on our level, because I have no idea. Rav Chaim Vital is like, that's the deep end of the pool, and I'm still in the 3 feet. But the idea that he's going to present to us is a pretty basic one that's really universal, and maybe we could think about it in the following sense. The Gemara has an expression, Hai man deboy lemeheve chasida. What is a person to do if they want to become pious? A chassid is somebody who's pious. So the Gemara offers three interpretations of that path. The first one, the Gemara suggests, I don't remember the exact order. One opinion the Gemara says is Yikayim Mili Dinizikin. You should be very careful about interpersonal damages. Meaning, you want to become pious, so you should think about how you treat other people's property. Yikayim Mili Dinizikin, that's option one. Option two, the Gemara says is Yikayim Mili Debrachos. You should be very careful about the blessings that we say every day. That's another avenue to piety. Yikayim mili debrachos. And the third opinion that the Gemara offers is Yikayim mili de'avos. You should be very scrupulous about Pirkei Avos, about Midas Tovos. So those are three avenues. And the question that you're thinking is, well, wait a second, are those three random options? Is there something specific of those, or are those actually emblematic of broader themes in a person's life? So, of course, it's the third. And this is developed by the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Nevi'im, where the Vilna Gaon says, you know, there are actually three dimensions to our life, and they are expressed in these three categories. So, mili dinizikin, areas of interpersonal damage. You know, the Masechtas, the Gemara tractates, talks about Bava Kama, my ox, gored your ox. What that really has to do with all interpersonal relationships. What we could call in Hebrew, Bein Adam L'Chaveru, how we treat other people. So the first approach is you want to work on yourself to become Haiman de Boilem Eva Chasida, you want to become a pious person, work on your interpersonal skills, how you're going to interact with other people. That's one avenue. The second avenue is exactly the opposite, mili de brachos. Brachos are short conversations, recognitions that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that God is part of my life. So that has nothing to do with anybody else. I say brachos irrespective of who's around, and it has no impact, no bearing on anybody else. It's totally between me and Hashem. That's mili de brachos. That's the second avenue for growth. That's the second kind of path. And then the third path is Yikayim Mili De'Avos. What is Pirkei Avos all about? It's about personal character. And that's what maybe we could call Bein Adam La'atzmo, between a person and themselves. So these three different avenues are three different areas that we can think about in terms of growth. And that's where Rav Volpe kind of picks up in concept. That if you had to choose, everybody's going to find for themselves when you have this aha moment, and these aha moments can happen in each of these three categories. But Rav Volpe says the first, the most basic, he says there is a hakdama. There's a prerequisite. La avoda zos, right after those three little stars, yeshnan hakdamos, there are preparatory steps, necessary steps, before you become a great servant of Hashem with all of your motivation. Ha'amaka, depth, upnimius b'mitzvos, and the internal, the inside, the spark, the soul of mitzvos, doreshes midos tovos v'hisnagos miuchedes. It requires midos tovos and hisnagos miuchedes. Proper midos and proper conduct. So it's something that we often say. We have this expression, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. In that context, it's not clear exactly what Derech Eretz means. But this idea that before we can focus on scrupulous observance of mitzvos, we have a prerequisite of having proper midos. So I could tell you that the experience of learning together with you, Ali Shur, has brought with it, I guess, conflicting feelings. On the one hand, I feel like I have grown a tremendous amount, but I also feel like coming back to these ideas, it's incredibly disheartening because I realize just how much work I have to do. It's like, oh man, there's a lot of work to be done. But that's why we're here. The Vilna Gaon writes, you know, the Vilna Gaon was a very important, you know, he lived at the end of the 18th century, but his shadow in the world of learning, it's consistently felt throughout the world of halacha and beyond. So he lived in Vilna, Rav Eliyahu. He was an expert in all areas of Torah, in halacha, in Kabbalah, but he also wrote in Parshanut. So he wrote a commentary on Mishlei on the Pasuk Hachzik Memuchsar Al Teref, where the Vilna Gaon describes that the main purpose of life is to overcome challenges. He says, if a person doesn't struggle with and overcome challenges, lama lo chayim, why should they live? Why else would you live if you're not there? Lishbor mashalo shavar adhena, to break what you haven't broken until now. So, we take a deep breath, and we say, okay, the Vilna Gaon says this is why we're here. And so, we focus, and we say, you know, in a certain sense, it's easier almost to... I should only speak for myself, I shouldn't speak for anybody else, but it's easier, perhaps, to focus on mitzvos masios, on making sure that I get to shul on time, or putting on my tefillin, than it is to really focus on the self-growth of what it means to have improved character. It's a prerequisite, but it's much more difficult. That's what they say in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who is a classic giant of the Musar movement. He said it's easier to learn all of Shas, which is 2,711 double-sided pages, than it is to change one character trait. That's hard. But Rav Volpe says that's the hakdama. So as much as it's difficult, I'm sitting at my desk at 10:15 at night, and I spent the majority of my day shuttling my kids from place to place. By this time, they are supposed to be in bed and sleeping, and one of them comes downstairs to interrupt me to discuss about downloading a certain... And I'm like, we cannot be having this conversation now. And meanwhile, my blood pressure is like, I don't know, some stratospheric number. But Rav Volpe says, wait a second. You know, if your blood pressure is at a stratospheric number, you have a problem. So as much as you're preparing your shiur, you have to take a step back and say, wait a second, what's more important? What takes precedence? And that is going to be the midos tovos, the proper character traits. Now, that doesn't mean that we allow kids to traipse downstairs to my office at 10:15 at night for whatever, you know, whatever they want. But the principle is, these are points of reflection. It's a point of reflection to say, wait a second, why am I hyperventilating right now? And should I or shouldn't I be? And what's the kind of, forgetting about how to deal with this particular kid who wandered downstairs, but what does it say about me and what do I need to work on to grow in my Bein Adam Liatzma? What kind of person am I? Irrespective of how I would want my kids to see me, what kind of person am I on myself? And that's why he says you have to pay a lot of attention. Kodem shenigashim la'avoda. Before we could talk about growing in our avodas Hashem, you know, in big time spiritual realms. Shrichim losiv leiv la'adam la'atzmo. A person has to pay attention to themselves. And now he teaches us this piece in Rav Chaim Vital. Hine in the quotation marks. Inyan hamidos, the issue of character traits. Hein mutbaos ba'adam. They are endowed, naturally imprinted in us and in our soul and in our being. In our nefesh, in the basic life force that we have, within that is held our character traits, whether they are tovos, positive, or ros. Vehein kise v'yesod v'shorish el hanefesh ha'elyono ha'sichlis asher bo tluya tarag mitzvah satorah. This is a Kabbalistic idea which I have no idea what it means. But what he's saying is that there are two different parts. We know there are multiple parts to the person's soul. There are the more base parts of the soul. I guess you could see it like a ladder. So there are the bottom rungs that are connected to the ground, and then there are the higher rungs of the ladder. So we know that there are five parts of the soul. At the top part, there's a little spark of godliness called the yechida, and the bottom part of the ladder, the bottom part of the soul, is called the nefesh. And that nefesh is a life force, it's found in human beings, it's found in Jews, it's found in animals, it's also found in plants. There is some nefesh on some level. Plants, they're alive in some level. So what he's saying is that if you imagine this ladder, the top of the ladder, that's the part of the nefesh that is more noble. That's the more sichli. And then the bottom part, that's the more basic. That's the more rudimentary. So he says your midos are found in the rudimentary part of your nefesh, of your soul. So in a certain sense, you can't get to step two, you can't get to second base until you get to first base. If the basic part of your soul is not refined, so then how can you anticipate any growth or any success in a higher level in the area of Seichel? You know, the Rambam, in a totally different way, the Rambam was not a Kabbalist, and the Rambam lived 500 years before Rav Chaim Vital. The Rambam writes in one place in the Mor Nevuchim, which is the Rambam's philosophical work, which I'm not very familiar with, but someone shared with me recently an interesting point, where the Rambam is very interested in the development of the Seichel, the rational, which borders eventually, if you refine yourself, on prophecy. But the Rambam says, oh, that Seichel does not mean Seichel independent of Midos. You know, just because you're a wise person, a smart person, doesn't mean that you are full Shalem in your Seichel, because Seichel also relates to Midos. And what Rav Chaim Vital is telling us is that your midos are the more basic component of your soul. That's step one. Continuing. Third line. He says, I have a suggestion to make. Lefichach, therefore, ein hamidos mechlal hatarjag mitzvos. He says, I'm going to answer a question that maybe you could have asked me. Why is it that the midos are not in the Tarag mitzvahs? There is no mitzvah to be patient. There is no mitzvah to be sympathetic or empathetic. There is no mitzvah to be generous in terms of generosity of spirit. Right, so v'halachta v'drachov means a lot of different things. It's a good question. What Mrs. Began is pointing out here is that the Torah cell tells us v'halachta b'drachav, and the Medrash points out it can't obviously mean to walk in the footsteps of God, because God doesn't have feet and he's esh ochla, he's a fiery furnace. So different, historically, Chazal and different Rishonim have taken different approaches to that question. So one might be a more metaphoric. So if you look, there's an interesting Medrash. I mentioned it because last week was Tu B'Shvat, so everybody's talking about trees. There was an interesting Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. It says, well, what did God do in the beginning of creation? He planted a garden. And so therefore, v'halachta b'drachav, you should plant gardens. So that Medrash is a beautiful Medrash, and it's very instructive about how God views life. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't build the world as a building. He built it as a plant, as a garden. So there are a lot of takeaways from that, that it takes time, you have to nourish it, you don't get instant results. Like when you build a building, the next day, you cut the ribbon, you move in. You plant a plant, it takes forever. So there's a hashgafic component of Va'alach the Bedracha, and then there's a halachic component. So the Rambam's opinion is that Va'alach the Bedracha means just like God acts with mercy, so you too should be merciful. So that, you could really wonder, does the Rambam there mean to say that's a mitzvah of Bein Adam Li'atzmo, or that's a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? Right? Is that a personal quality that you're supposed to develop, or is that supposed to be how you treat other people? It's a good question. But on the books, even if you say Va'alach the Bedracha means this is the kind of person that you should become, that's the difference between, let's say, somebody who does chesed versus somebody who's a Baal chesed. You know, we know people, they are simply Baal chesed. That's who they are. It's not just that they do chesed. They are all about chesed. Their friends all know that. The whole community knows that. This is what their life is about. So that transforms their personality. So even if you grant that, you could still ask the question, why didn't the Torah spell out? Well, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos that the most basic of all character traits that you should avoid is arrogance, hubris. And there are like a million and a half Ma'amari Chazal that talk about the danger of arrogance, which is correlated with anger. So why didn't the Chumash just say in the top 10 in Aseres HaDibros from last week, it should have said, Lo Sichos, or Lo Tizgoe, don't get angry, or don't be arrogant. Why didn't it just say it? So according to Rav Chaim Vital on a Kabbalistic idea, and we can understand it on a practical idea, he says, it's because, Omnam hein hachanos ikarios el tariag mitzvos b'kiyumam o b'bitulam. They are essential precursors to your mitzvahs. They're not of the 613, because that exists on the top level of the spiritual soul ladder. These are at the more basic level. You can't get anywhere without that. So if you were to put them in the 613, you would say, oh, that's for the nefesh hamuskelis, for the more spiritual, refined part of the soul. He says, no, that's bottom level. It's first base. He says, ki ein koach b'nefesh ha-sichlis l'kayim ha-mitzvos al-yidetar givari ha-guf ela b'emtzos ha-nefesh ha-yisodis ha-mukhuberes al-guf atzmo. Your more spiritual side, which is going to fulfill and attach itself and be elevated by a spiritual journey, it can't be on a spiritual journey unless it has the basic qualities of midos in the nefesh on the lower level. So it's true on a Kabbalistic level, whatever that means, but it's absolutely true on a practical level. Ulefichach, he says, I'm now halfway down the paragraph after the three dots. Inyan hamidos, first word on the line is haraos, kashim min haaveros atzman ma'od. So Rav Chaim Vital says that having bad character traits are more serious, it's a more grave offense than violating the averos themselves. Because you can't perform any averos or any mitzvahs or any spiritual experience. It's totally, there's a non-starter if you have midos haraos. Yeah.
Sure. I find it interesting that
Lo Tachmod
is one of the
Tariag
Mitzvah. That seems like a character
trait. Great. Like Mrs. Niger here is trying to trap us by getting us into the machlokas, the age-old machlokas between the Ravid and the Rambam about the nature of the mitzvah of Lo Tachmod. You always have Lamdanim. You can't avoid them. So we'll address that for 1 second. No, it's okay. So there actually is a very important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about that question, about what is the nature of the Yisra of Lo Sachmod. So you're alluding to, there's a comment of the Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Avram Ibn Ezra is one of the famous, classic Spanish biblical commentators. So he talks about Lo Sachmod on the question of how can the Torah command us not to feel something? So he addresses that, and the Sefer Chinuch addressed that. So there, you're already starting to get a closer feeling jealous of somebody that's probably related to your midos. But the Rambam and the Ravid actually discuss whether legally Lo Sachmod is a feeling, even though Lo Sachmod is parallel to a mitzvah called Lo Sisaveh, don't desire it. But the Rambam and Ravid discuss that it could be that a person does not violate Lo Sachmod until you actually take the item from the other person. So if that's the case, then the mitzvah itself isn't strictly speaking about the person. Like, we tell our kids that the mitzvah of lo sachmod means lo sasave, and Ibn Ezra says we have to teach ourselves to view other people's possessions as if they are totally removed from us. Right? He gives the mashal of the farm boy in the village somewhere who, when he sees the palace retinue, the princess, the daughter of the king, walk by, doesn't really pay attention to her because he knows she's totally out of his realm. So that's how the Ibn Ezra says that's how we should view other people's possessions. But it could be, the Rambam thinks, the Raivid discusses, they have a debate about this, it could be that you don't violate lo sachmo technically until you actually take, you know, you want that person's car, until you get their car, even if you pay for it, then you violate lo sachmo. Any other questions, comments, or observations? That was a tough one. Okay. Have to stay, make sure we stay awake here. So now, he quotes one statement of Chazal, which in light of everything that he said makes perfect sense. At the dot on line number 1, 2, 3, I didn't mark it off, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines down, halfway across the line. Ubezeh, with this line, says Rav Chaim Vital, Tovin Inyan Masha Amru Razal, where you can understand what the Chazal, the rabbis taught us. Kola Kois, somebody who gets angry, Oved Avodazara Mamish. It's as if that person is worshipping idolatry. Why? That's the equivalent of all 613 mitzvahs. They also said, Mishi Yeshbo Gasas Haruach, a person who is arrogant, who kakof for beaker, that person is a heretic. Viroi Legado Kashera, it's worthwhile to cut them down like an idolatrous piece of wood. Ukeela Rabos, and millions of other statements like this. Why? Because if Avodah Zarah is the equivalent of all mitzvahs, well, then midos, which are the prerequisite, you've cut the person down at the legs. They can't move. So, of course, if a person is kois, if they have problems with anger or arrogance, so it's the equivalent of kola Torah kula, because if you have a ladder, you're trying to get to the top of the ladder, but if you cut the ladder out at the bottom, you have no top of your ladder. So he concludes, v'nimtza, it comes out, Ki yoser tzarach lizor mimidos haros, yoser min kiyam ha-mitzvos aseh v'lo saseh. A bold statement from Rav Chaim Vital. We have to be more careful about the bein adam liatzmo, about the quality of our character, than we are about how punctilious we are, about how tall our Shabbos candles are, or how long our Shemoneh Esrei is. Ki biyoso balmidos tovos, b'neikal yekayim kol ha-mitzvos. He says, the more refined of character you are, the easier it's going to be to fulfill all the mitzvos. And that last line adds so much sweetness. It's not just that, oh man, my mitzvos are, they're going to be a no-go because I can't get to the mitzvos. That's true. It is a prerequisite, so you need to focus on it more. But he's saying there's also a positive component here. There's also something that gives us hope and gas in the tank, motivation. Because he says a person who has more refined mitzvos, midos, has more refined character, their journey in spiritual growth, their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to have so many less impediments. You know, it's like people who go to the amusement parks and now they figured out one of the many ways they can hit you up for more money is that they can charge you to go on the fast lane. Or, you know, they have these fast pass things. So imagine, our goal is to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to refine ourselves, to grow in that spiritual journey. Imagine if we had that opportunity, if we were growing in that spiritual path, and we had an avenue that was going to be a shortcut, but it's going to ramp us up. It's going to make us much more effective in meeting our goal, in connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Rav Chaim Vital is saying, is that is the bal midos tovos, b'neikal yikayim kol ha-mitzvos. It's easier for that person to fulfill all the mitzvos. Yeah?
There's something I don't understand. I've always kind of thought the very opposite, that it's doing the mitzvah, doing the action that creates that creates the character trait. You know, if you want to work on generosity, you don't try to become more internally generous. You give tzedakah and the generosity may or may not, but hopefully will, grow from that action. So the deed is the main thing that grows the mida.
So for I think what Mrs. Began is saying, just to clarify for everybody, is that, wait a second, aren't we accustomed to thinking that, you know, let's say, putting it in the words of the Sefer HaChinuch, you have scholars, you have to watch out what they're thinking. The Sefer HaChinuch has this principle that comes up a lot, that acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachem halavavos. After we habituate ourselves to a certain action, that's going to affect our character. But I would say probably two things. The first one is that that's a strategy. Meaning, the strategy for transforming ourselves is a strategy of habituation. He's saying in terms of priorities, in terms of how do we think about how we're going to grow, one of the strategies that we need to think about for personal growth in terms of Bein Adam Liatzmo is going to be doing certain things. Those are going to help us. But there are other ways also. You know, some of it might have to do with role modeling. Some of it might have to do with following. Some of it might have to do with study or discussion. So I think you can distinguish between the strategy versus the, if Rav Lichtenstein was here, he probably would use the word axiological, but I don't know what it means. So if you want to use it, you can. But as a matter of principle, fundamentally, the midas are going to come first, right, before the action. And I think there's another dimension to that as well, which is, even if we could argue, let's say we're going to say, first we're going to do the actions and that's going to habituate us, but we look at those actions and we say, you know, that's part of our training process. But is that really the ideal? Is that how we want that mitzvah to look? Maybe not. As opposed to look at the same mitzvah after you've refined your character, it's a totally different mitzvah. So yeah, sometimes, and maybe this is an important thing to take away and to conclude with, it doesn't mean that we should abandon any thoughts about the higher level, the mitzvahs that we're doing, and just say, look, you know, I still have so much work to do on my Tikkun Amidos, so I'm actually not going to go to Shacharis tomorrow because it's not Kedai, because the Rav Chaim Vital just told me that, why bother? You know, I'm not going to put my Meiser in the Pushka because Rav Chaim Vital said there's no point. No, obviously, it's, you know, it's all in the context. So in terms of prioritizing where we're going to need to work, Rav Chaim Vital is saying, and Rav Volbi is quoting this in the context of what we said last time, which was that we're trying to grow, we're trying to capture those aha moments. So he's saying, think about Rav Chaim Vital. If we're going to prioritize, our first focus is going to need to be, and it should be, on the issues of the questions of midos that are going to be, that's going to be our personal journey. It's the Bein Adam Le'atzmo. That's one path. But of course, as we started, there's the Mili de Nezikin and there is the Mili de Brachos. We're not going to ignore the other areas, but in terms of emphasis, in terms of where we want to really focus and developing, so perhaps he's suggesting personal growth in terms of our character. That's really the place where we need to start. Thanks so much. Have a great day and a good week. Stay warm.